Elton John and Part-Time Love, BBC Radio York, with me, Russell Walker. Hello, good morning. I am surrounded. I can smell nothing else but cheese. This is, it's a dream, and I'm sure if I pinch myself, I'll wake up in a minute. You can forget the War of the Roses here. We're going to discuss something more important this morning. It's the War of the Cheeses. Can some new cheese made in Lancashire compete with our very own Wensleydale cheese made in North Yorkshire? That's the basic premise. The Lancashire cheese is made by former Coronation Street actor Sean Wilson, a.k.a. Martin Platt. He's somewhat diversified into cheese making, and he's now selling his cheese at the famous food store Lewis and Cooper in North Allerton. And Sean is at the shop this morning, and he joins us live. And I'm also joined in the studio by chairman of the Wensleydale Creamery, Matthew Gribbin. So good morning to you, Matthew.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Sean.
Hello, good morning, Russ.
Well. So how obviously not it's not an obvious career change, is it? Soap star to cheesemaker. So why did you do it, Sean?
Well, anybody that knows me is not surprised that I've taken this route, because I've been such a big cook for 25, 30 years. All the years I was in the street, I've been a big cook. Went beyond the kitchen, got into the science of food, cut a long story short, love France, love the provenance markets, met somebody that hand makes cheese, and I kind of put it all together, and here I am.
So, what do you remember your first cheese? Do you remember the first brick that showed your efforts?
The first cheese that I made commercially was part of a batch. I sent one into the British Cheese Awards last July, and it won the best Lancashire crumbly in the country. So, yes, I do remember it very well.
How difficult is it to come up with new varieties of cheese and to make sure that they taste good? I mean, presumably you have to eat a lot of the stuff, Sean.
Well, you don't have to eat a lot of the stuff, but I'm into the science of food, as I explained before, and yeah, it's very much a labour of love, but it's also a labour of science. If you're not into the science of food, then I wouldn't even attempt to make cheese, because you may have dodgy cheese around in your fridge.
Okay. Now, you've brought your cheese to, that's what you're doing today, of course, you brought your cheese to the home of Wensleydale here in North Yorkshire. Here.
I have, yes.
Do you think you can compete? Sure.
Well, I've been doing quite a few tastings around Yorkshire since last July, and when I first began, I was very reticent. I was thinking, oh no, I'm going to be stood on my own all day, no one's going to be interested. And I'm telling you honestly, it's gone like hotcakes. The people of Yorkshire love cheese,
right,
like Wensleydale, so they love a cheese with integrity, and mine's handmade cheese, made by me. It has a lovely, fresh appearance, okay, lovely acidity, and everything else. So, the Yorkshire people love a cheese with integrity.
Right, so stay there, Sean. I'm sat opposite Matthew Gribbin here. He's the chairman of the Wensleydale Creamery. Now, when a new cheese comes onto the market like this, do you worry? Or do you sit down and think, well, here we go, it's a competitor?
I don't think we worry too much about it. We're a relatively small producer of cheese. The total cheese market's worth over £2 billion per annum in the UK. And we only have a tiny share of that, and we probably only want a small share, because we consider ourselves to be specialist producers, mm-hmm, producing high-quality cheese, not too differently, I would guess, from Sean's outlook on the world. We're not trying to compete with the mass producers of cheddar, where we're not sure where that product comes from in some cases and how it's produced. We want to specialise in our area, where we have a unique product, as Sean would claim he has, and I believe that's possible. And artisan cheese producers are very, very important to adding diversity and quality into the market.
Okay. Now, how is the cheese market at the minute? You mentioned there that, you know, you can go down any supermarket shelf at all and you can buy, you know, an endless varieties of cheddars, all in completely different packets here. Are people still buying it? Even during the economic downturn, people were buying cheese that they enjoyed with it?
Yes, I mean, there's some fantastic deals, and I'm sure we all buy cheddar and use it for different purposes of consumption at home. But I don't think our products are attempting to compete in that same way for that. We're a specialist producer of high quality cheeses, and therefore there's a role for that in the market, as there is in all consumer good markets, different products serving different customers, some of whom are bothered about where their cheese comes from, where right, their milk comes from, and supporting local communities.
Same if I could interject a little bit there, I find that the cheese is going quite well at the moment, because people tend to be staying in a lot because it's so expensive to go out, so they'll buy a bottle of wine and they'll buy a nice cheese so they can take it home and enjoy it. And I think more so now than maybe when people were had a bit more money to spend and they were throwing it away on restaurant food, blah, blah, blah.
Now, here we go, gentlemen. You are...